Just a couple weekends ago, we got the vivid reminder of the importance of motor racing in the city of Detroit and really kick-starting our summer as the wonderful Chevy Detroit Grand Prix kicked off on Belle Isle. But our Motor City legacy, our Motor City identity, isn't limited to just road races. It's also part and parcel of what happens on the water with things like Hydrafest and the Roar on the River. Doug Bernstein, our good friend from Plunkett and Cooney, who also is kind of the godfather of riverboat racing here in the Metro Detroit area, joining us live this morning, to give us a quick update on what's happening with the event that is scheduled for August 27th through the 29th. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. So what we're looking at is whether or not to stage an event in 2021. We've thought that we've had an advantage in that our dates were later in the summer to see what was going on and what capacity might be and what we might be able to do. But because of how late things have opened up, it's kind of working against us. So the decision is to be made, do we try and run an event in 2021? Or do we just wait till next year?
And is it that the uncertainty has led to uncertainty amongst some of your sponsors? We know that the local Chevy dealers are very much still involved. They are your presenting sponsor, and they are on board. But that still leaves you how short of the money that you need to put on the event?
Probably about $125,000 for this year. And the Chevy dealers have been fabulous partners for the event over the past several years, and they have committed again to this year. One of the challenges which we had was a determination of what classes of boats we could bring in, because in 2019, our feature event was from the Hydroplane Racing League based in Quebec. Now, they can't come across the border, so it's not possible for them, at least yet, to commit to an event. And it kind of left us up in the air as far as what is it we could offer the fans and our sponsors. So we have now been able to come up with a plan, which I would be happy to say would involve the return of unlimited hydroplanes on the Detroit River if we go ahead in 2021. But we will only do it provided we have adequate funding for it. It's only fair to the fans, and it's only fair to the sponsors and everybody who supports the event.
Right. So when you bring in the unlimiteds, obviously, does that also raise the costs as well from an infrastructure standpoint? Is that why it's put you in kind of a difficult spot?
They are much more expensive to run. Many of the teams are based on the West Coast, and their expenses are higher. Necessarily the appearance fee, because they are the superstars of boat racing, the appearance fee is higher, and we won't put on an event that we don't have confidence in that will benefit both the fans and the sponsors alike, and we won't commit to doing that. So we are now confident we could put on an event in 2021, provided we have the sponsorship that everybody will like. But if that doesn't happen, then we'll focus on next year.
Well, you got a pretty big megaphone here. Who all would businesses large and small, foundations large and small, who are we putting out the call to today here on the Paul W. Smith Show to step up and save this very important legacy event?
Well, anybody within the sound of our voice, honestly, we'll take support from anywhere. And, Guy, you are well aware of the spectacle of these machines, that there's nothing like seeing boats riding in front of Belle Isle at upwards of 200 miles an hour and then having four or five of them trying to cram their way through the rooster tail turn at speed. There's nothing like it.
So I'm going to assume, because we've got such a great partnerships in the past with the business community, that they don't want to see this end. We know that people are dying to get out and to embrace family events again, so the potential crowds could be huge. If we get the money, if you get that $125,000 in sponsorships, how confident are you that local regs, perhaps Delta variants and other things aren't going to crush our hopes again. Or could you have an unlimited? Could you have unlimited access with no capacity for no capacity limits for your crowds?
Well, my crystal ball isn't that good, so it's based upon whatever the governor tells us we can do and what the city says we can do. But it seems like the demand is there based upon the attendance at the Grand Prix and particularly the free day where everything was, all the tickets were gone. We'd like to see the same thing happen on the Detroit River on the other side.
From a historical standpoint, remind our listeners what we lose if we lose this boat race, just how long it's been a fixture of Detroit motor racing.
To give you an idea, the event has taken place on the Detroit River since 1916. We missed some years during the war. We've had a couple of events that were canceled by weather. But almost continuously since 1916, this has been a fixture going back to Garwood. And to give you an idea of the passion that people have for this event, I'm kind of a rookie. I've seen every event on the Detroit River since 1969. One of our fellow directors, Bruce Motti, has been to every event since 1955. The man who runs it all and keeps the event going, Mark Weber, is a fourth-generation boat racer who has participated in the event, as has his brothers. It's just the love of the event, and once people see it, it gets in your blood, and it's understandable how it's sustained for as long as it has.
So if there are some very civic-minded business leaders, foundation leaders out there saying, you know what, we've got cash in the till because we didn't have as much outreach perhaps as a result of what happened in 2020 and 2021. Who should they contact? Where should they go? And is there any chance that we could get a media contract out of this and perhaps get an ESPN in here? And I've never understood why the TVs don't step up in terms of covering this event on cable, because it's a great sporting event.
Well, it's a big ask. It's been done in the past, but if you're interested in sponsoring, contact Mark Weber at mark@detroitboatraces.com or at 313-329-8047. But the key guy, nothing beats an in-person experience. TV doesn't do it justice.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Sorry,
thought we'd do a pretty good
true.
Job on things.
Sorry,
no, it is true.
It's true. Sight,
you don't get the rumble
sound.
In your chest. No,
that's
you do
exactly
not get that
right.
Rumble in your chest and the quickening of your heart from watching it on TV. You are right about that. Doug Bernstein, we wish you well. Hopefully somebody will step up. Do keep us up to date on it, okay?
Will do. Appreciate it, guy.
Doug Bernstein, as we work to save the race and the roar on the river, such an important legacy event. Much more when we come back on the Paul W. Smith Show.